With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
David Dusick is the senior writer at Golf Week covering the British Open, the Open Championship, the 148th version at Royal Farrell Rush in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Let's get David Dusick on the bench, everyone's favorite. Hey, David, how you doing, brother?
Good evening, Scotty. How are you, pal?
I'm doing all right. I just wanted to say that Carver High is here with me in Sin City, and he has mentioned wearing his all-Irish attire tonight, rocking the four-leaf clover blazer. And he last night indicated to me live on the radio that he did not approve of anyone from Northern Ireland. Only the real Ireland. He told me that unless you are south or in Dublin, you are a worthless speck of nothing.
Only the Republic.
You are a feeble and weak person that goes to the wrong church. And he blamed God. He blamed God.
Stand back when he starts his car. Stand in ample room before that car ignition key is turned. Because tell you what, that's taking your life in your own hands there, pal. Let's just leave it at that.
I mean, can you believe this guy, Dusick? Like, my family is from Belfast. I kid you not. My mother-in-law, the entire family's from Belfast. Not only that, I'm related to Jerry Kelly, who is, I think, the author of said vehicle ignition starting problems. And that Carver High would turn on me like that. And my boy Rory has been deafening for me. Absolutely deafening.
It tells you a lot about where he comes from. I think we just learned something tonight, didn't we, Pharrell, about Carver, didn't we? Really?
It is true. All right, so I have to tell you, while I ask you, David Dusick, I had already asked Carver, how surprised are you that all the heavies missed the cut and that rush by Rory to make it was a thing of beauty today, but he fell short?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we're pretty surprised, as opposed to run down the list. I'm not 100% surprised, I guess, that the Tiger and Phil missed the cut. Tiger Woods has played very little golf since winning the Masters, and I just don't think you can be successful playing as little as he has since he won in Augusta back in April. I mean, he hasn't played since the U.S. Open. He didn't play great at Pebble Beach. He looked very rusty. It certainly looked like the cold and the wet weather really affected his back. It caused him certainly on Thursday to lose speed. He didn't have the distance that he needed to keep out there. He didn't make putts and didn't convert. Mickelson shows up, and this shocked me, Scott, that he would go on what he said was a health cleanse. He didn't eat solid food for 6 days. He subsided, basically lived on water and some coffee concoction that he was doing. Drops 15, 17 pounds. His game was a shambles. And if he wants to do something to try and improve his health and his well-being, that's fine. Do it, unless there's a medical reason why he had to do it right now. I think it's ridiculous that he went out and did this, right before a major championship. He's now 49 years old. There's only so many more of these things that he legitimately think, should expect himself to contend in, to just give this up. He played down his expectations. He said before the tournament started that he didn't expect much. That's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So I guess given those circumstances, I wasn't wholly surprised that those two ended up missing the cut. I was surprised, for example, that Adam Scott, who should do well, great ball striker, good driver, good iron player, shoots 78, 73. That surprised me. There were a couple other guys that, on any given day, I think could do something. I was also surprised that Gary Woodland, missed the cut. U.S. Open winner. And maybe, I suppose, you shouldn't be, because it's a hangover. He hasn't had a chance. His wife is at home expecting any day now, twins. So he's going to be a new dad again. There's lots of things. But at the end of the day, tremendous golf course. The guys who are playing well are being rewarded with good shots. And Rory McIlroy was an absolute stud. The damage was done on Thursday. He wasn't able to overcome it, got really emotional afterwards, and should walk away from that golf tournament with his head held high because he did everyone in Ireland, both North and South, really, really proud.
What do you mean he got emotional? What happened?
So, I mean, the whole thing, obviously, the lead up for this tournament. Rory is from Hollywood, Northern Ireland, very close by, has set the old course record, which, you know, it's been talked about ad nauseum. When he was 16 years old at Royal Portrush, he shot 61. Now, the golf course has been changed. A couple of holes have been modified, and so that course record is no longer. But basically, the spotlight was on him starting in 2015 when it was announced that they were going back to Royal Portrush. Rory McIlroy is essentially the chosen one in the world of golf and the world of sport in Northern Ireland. Tremendous pressure on him to come through. And as soon as he hit his second shot into 18 and the realization that his comeback today and his effort to try and make the cut and make the weekend was going to come up short, you could literally see his shoulders droop down. He's exhaling. And as much as he wanted to try and convince himself to cope that he was going to treat this like any other tournament, it wasn't. He was playing for a country. He was playing for a lot of pride. And the pressure of it, I think, got to him, whether he wanted to admit to or not. I think it clearly did. And he feels he sort of let people down. He let a nation down. He let a lot of people who supported and loved him down. And he choked up. I mean, I think the realization about what everything meant and his desire to play well and what that ended up meaning was his desire to go out and shoot 64 today, which is what he ended up needing, and to make the cut and play on the weekend, which just symbolically would have been great, to come up one shot short really hurt him. And it got to him, no question about it.
Well, are you surprised? David Dusick of Golf Week with us. Carver High, tell him what you the one bet you made was great, that Woodland would not make the cut. What were the other ones?
All four of the side bets we made hit. We had Woodland to miss the cut. We had Phil to miss the cut. We had Jason Day over Adam Scott heads up. We had Brooks over Rory heads up. So all four of those are hitters.
I mean, we are in Vegas cashing golf tickets over here, Dusick. Now, what did you think of Shane Lowry, the back-to-back pocket 67s? I mean, styling in his home country.
He's got to start making. I mean, it was great. The putting and the chipping were phenomenal because he was spraying it around a little bit with the irons, which doesn't bode well for Saturday and Sunday. The weather forecast isn't so bad for Saturday, but Sunday looks like it's going to be a proper howler. I mean, we're looking at, by the time the leaders tee off, rain, wind going 30 to 40 miles an hour. I mean, it's going to be the full deal, and I know you love that stuff. Tomorrow is going to be the day, and today was one of those days where you want to bank some birdies because it's going to be really difficult conditions. And so Lowry is now everybody in Ireland's hope that a hometown guy, a home country guy, is going to be able to win the tournament. But there's some heavy hitters that are going to be out there chasing him down. Obviously, Brooks Koepka at -5 is lurking. J.B. Holmes has been in these positions. I think Tommy Fleetwood is a guy who could come through. A lot of people are going to be pulling for Lee Westwood, but I'm not sure if he's got four rounds of this kind of golf in him. But when you've got Brooks Koepka lurking, just three shots off the lead, that to me is the guy that Lowry's going to have to watch out for, and he's going to need to make every putt. He's going to have to hit more greens than reg, and he's got to find a way to make some birdies tomorrow because Sunday could just be an absolute just Malachi crunch of a day out there at the links.
So with what you saw from Spieth dropping three strokes and going down to a 67 today, I mean, can he do that again on Saturday and Sunday and get back in it? He's done very well over in the Open Championship in the prior years.
He's got to find the fairway, Scotty. It's the driving right now. The putter is absolutely lights out. It's the Jordan Spieth 2014-2015 vintage with the putter, which means that he's, you know, every time he's on the dance floor, he thinks he's going to put it in the jar every time. And that's a great feeling to have. But too many times, you know, over the last, say, year or so, those great putts have been for par to sort of save himself. He needs to be able to, with the longer clubs, put himself in position so that those great putts are for birdies. And he made, you know, a good number of birdies out there today. He really had a groove in there. When he makes birdie at 5 and 6, eagles on 7, birdies 8, and goes out in 32, I mean, it was he was the show right there. And what he needs to do is just keep hitting fairways. It's really with him now about the ball striking because the putter is cured, it seems. It's a good confidence booster. It bodes well for him coming into the FedEx Cup playoffs with a couple more events after this. But he will go as far as his driver and his irons are going to let his putter take him right now. I think it bodes well, but let's see how the rest of it holds up.
So who are you taking then this weekend to win it?
I got a funny feeling about Tommy Fleetwood. You know, I think that, you know, with all the attention that was on Rory McIlroy at the beginning of the golf tournament and a lot of people emotionally pulling for Graham McDowell and all that stuff, it's sort of hard to, or it's easy to forget that Tommy Fleetwood, who's from Southport in England, who grew up playing Lynx golf, who is one of the best iron players out there, who seems to now, in big events, be hanging around the top of the leaderboard. He starts the weekend one shot off the lead. He's 7 under par. I think that he could be the guy that sneaks in there and gets it done. He'd be a popular winner. He's a great guy, super fun-loving guy, popular in the locker room. I would watch out for Tommy Fleetwood to sort of steal the show. And if it's not going to be him, then I look for a combination of Justin Rose or Brooks Koepka, Rose is in at 6, Koepka's at 5. If the weather gets kind of crazy, those two guys have got a lot of experience, a lot of confidence, and I could see them making a move up the leaderboard.
I love the conditions for Sunday, whipping winds and rain. I'm all about it. I wanted to say one other thing before I let you go, David, that Carver High is very popular in the clubhouse, as everyone knows, and very popular on tour. Also, he's very popular here in Las Vegas because he'll drink until 5 a.m. West Coast time. So we'll watch the entire third round inebriated in Las Vegas on live television. Can you imagine?
No. Well, it's because he's buying Jamesons for everybody, right? I mean, that's
it is.
Being the stud that he
it's
is.
True.
Come on.
It's true. And then everything's happening. Strippers, reefer, the whole deal. I don't have time to talk about it, though. Next time, I'll tell you the war stories. David, thanks for covering the Open Championship for us on the bench.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Talk to you soon.
There he is, my guy, David Dusick of Golf Week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.